Uncommon Tourist.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Tourist, the Barcelona edition, and our introduction to June. What's going on, Angie?
All is good with me. I'm sailing into June quite happily. I am, however, also sailing into June on the end of this Spanish heat wave that we've been having. So Barcelona today, they have cranked up the temperatures. We're up to 30 degrees Celsius, which is 83, 84-ish Fahrenheit. So that's pretty hot for my Scottish blood. I'm enjoying it, though. We have beautiful blue skies and also a much needed breeze. So we'll just hope that both of those things continue through the summer and then we can all survive the heat.
So let's jump in. We're going to talk about June the 1st. It does fall on a Sunday, which means it falls on the day that you have Free Museum Day here in Barcelona.
Woohoo!
And we want you and encourage you to go out and find as many free museums as possible. This is a really good opportunity to jump into Catalan culture, and the city invites you to do it as well. All of the Mumba Museum or the Museums of History Barcelona are open, and we encourage, go out and do it. So click in the notes below and you'll see a list to our blog to where you can find the free museums here in Barcelona.
It's also the last day on Sunday of a food market that's happening in the center of the Born district, the El Born district, which is very near the Gothic Quarter, so very much part of the older town area of the city. They're having some street food market stalls there, so go and check out the last day of that if you are so inclined to a little bit of local cuisine and mixing up your food options.
And who isn't? All right, Primavera Sound. So we're going to get into some music. Angie and I are big music fans. Kind of decided to batch all of our music festivals and things in one little space here because there's a lot going on. Some of them we're going to be attending ourselves. So we want to start with telling you about the Primavera Festival that's taking place here on from June the 4th through June the 8th. And this is pretty big. It's so big that they close off and fence off part of the forum. You pay your entrance and they got several stages going on. So make sure you check your schedule to find your favorite band playing.
It is one of the largest and most famous music festivals here in Europe. So pretty big attendance. It usually means there's a lot more people in the city as well. So for us, that can be both a gift and a curse in one. Let's see how it pans out this year. But
yeah, and there's some great bands that I would go see, but I don't know if I'm going to buy the whole
commit
festival
to the
tickets.
Whole day. Yeah, that's the challenge with something like this. You don't always get the chance to see the individual artists. I know that Leon Bridges is going to be playing there this year. And
where's he from?
We would like hush your mouth. We would like to encourage you, Leon, if you're listening, and we're sure you do, to come back and do a little one-off private miniature gig in a smaller dingy venue in the city. That's much more our scene, but still very cool to see some big names coming over and getting involved. There is also the Sonar Festival, which is happening, and Alma Festival begins as well. And Alma Festival will run the entire length of the summer. There's a ton of bands coming in, both national and international, for that one as well. And that's actually one of the ones that we're going to attend to see Wilco in the middle of June. So very excited for that.
I cannot count how many times I've seen Wilco. I'm so excited about that show.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. And so, then we're going to mention this one because technically it's not in June, but it does fall on July the 1st. Los Tigres del Norte from Mexico are going to be here. And somehow we're looking for tickets and trying to figure out how to get into that because as a cultural experience, it just can't be missed.
And then another festival that's happening, which does have an element of music to it, but it's a little bit more eclectic, is the Week of the Terraces of the Hotels. And that is happening from the 6th of June to the 15th. And there you're going to have the chance to get into the rooftop bars, the terraces on significant portion of the hotels across the city. Loads of them participate. And it's anything from live music to live magicians, workshops happening up there. There's a lot of alcohol-based cocktail, mocktail, mixing classes, things going on, DJ sets, some like arts and crafts stuff. It's pretty eclectic. And for the most part, it is also free to attend. You just have to sign up in advance. I think some of the mixology ones you also have a fee for, but we put the link in the show notes. Definitely check that out. And also just if you're staying in a hotel, ask your concierge about it in case there's something happening on your own terrace.
Yeah. And as a reminder, at 9:30, the lights of the Sagrada Familia go on. And if you're on a terrace, you can turn around and more likely see the Sagrada Familia from there. And at 9:30 on the dot, the lights come on and you can enjoy that.
Yeah, it's very cool as well.
Speaking of Sagrada Familia, I'm going to kind of connect this next point to the Sagrada Familia, which is the Pentecost on June the 9th here. And the reason why we're bringing it up is because if you're into blueberries, all all grocery stores sell out.
Yeah, I don't know why, but grocery stores sell out on their blueberries prior to and just after bank holidays. So for the holiday day, which is going to be Monday the 9th, just make sure you've stocked up on any supplies that you might need. And then through the city, there should be some processions happening, especially down in front of the cathedral.
And like I said, I'm going to connect this to Sagrada Familia. If you happen to be in Sagrada Familia and you see above the altar, there's a canopy there. And underneath the canopy, you see some little lights. Those little lights represent this holiday, the Pentecost. Just one of the many things that we talk about during the Sagrada Familia tour.
Very cool time of year to go in there. One other festival I want to mention that's starting in June that will run all through August, which is both a gift and a curse to the city as well. A gift because it is a mix of performing arts festivals, theatre, dance, music, even some circus performances, which is pretty cool. It is the Grec Festival, and that takes place primarily in the iconic Théâtre Grec, which is up on Montjuïc, aka my backyard.
Yes.
It's a really cool venue. There's other things happening across other places in the city as well, so it's not the only place you can see performances, but this is the most iconic because it is an old amphitheater and really well preserved, beautiful grounds. The curse aspect of it, though, is unfortunately they close that entire area from June till August, so you can't even just walk around when there's not a concert on, which regrettably you'll miss out on if you're not attending something. So maybe have a little look at the link in our notes on that one so you can get a chance to go in and see. The acoustics in there are amazing, and it is a really cool place to see some performance.
Yeah, we've walked through there a couple of times, and it is fun for me to try to do a semi-performance in front and hear myself speak out.
I'm glad it's fun for someone, buddy.
Yeah, pretty amazing place. And another thing that we want to mention in June is this super famous tradition that takes place during the Catalan festivals, and they're called the Castells. And the Castells, probably best known as outside of Catalonia, as the Human Towers. Now, if you've never seen these before, we're going to encourage you, and we've placed in the show notes different places where you'll be able to experience the Castells. Most importantly, there's one happening on the 8th of June right in the city center. We will probably be attending that one as well in Plaza Jaume Primer. So keep this in mind, and you get an opportunity to see a famous Catalan festival tradition.
You can also enjoy watching that with your stomach in your mouth because it is a little bit agitating for the average nervous system, especially if you're not familiar with watching people climb on top of each other and then sending the smallest child to climb to the top, wave a flag, and then pile their way down the opposite side of the people. So, yeah, just be reminded that it can be a little bit nerve-wracking to watch it. And if you stand too close, you will have to participate as part of the stability down in the ground version. So just be aware of your positioning when you go to see these things as well.
All right, on June 19th, we have the Festival of Corpus Christi. So for all you Texans, this is not Corpus Christi, Texas.
All you Texans, the audience of four.
Me,
you,
my
your
mom.
Parents, and your brother. Well done, buddy.
All right, well. No.
Get to be supported.
On a serious note, the Festival of Corpus Christi is going to be, it takes place on June the 19th. But here in Barcelona, there's another really fun tradition that you have to go check out, and that is the Dance of the Egg. So here in Corpus Christi, the Festival of Corpus Christi, there is a fountain right behind the cathedral, the main place where they do it, and they put literally the dancing egg. So they put an egg on top of the fountain that's shooting straight up, and this egg balances on this, and as it balances, it jumps up and down sideways and throws water in a whole bunch of different directions. And it's a lot of fun. Obviously, kids love this. We're going to put it in the notes, but then look for the map because you kind of have to go into a certain little space behind the cathedral.
Yeah, it's really cool. The whole festival actually runs from the 19th right through the 22nd. So you'll probably, if you're here, see a lot of beautiful flower carpets being laid out in different neighborhoods as well. And this tradition actually is kind of a cornerstone of Barcelona's cultural heritage dating back to 1320.
Yeah, the carpet that you're talking about, the flower carpets, it is pieces of nature. So you have everything from wherever you can get the color from, whether it be rice for white or in some cases black. Part of it is a connection to nature. Second, it's less waste or it's plastic not being used. That's why they use these earth organic forms in order to create these colors. It's really fascinating to watch.
Bit dodgy if you're a pigeon, though, coming to scoop up the leftovers. Don't want to go give rice to pigeons, do you?
We do not want to give rice to pigeons. They expand.
Although actually in this city, it's not the pigeons you have to watch out for. It is in fact the seagulls. So the seagulls of Barcelona are hitting the headlines at the moment for being somewhat overzealous with people's food. So if you are in the city and you're at any street food markets or even the La Boqueria on Las Ramblas, which is the only place, bar one other cafe that we would advise you eat on Las Ramblas, cover your food with your hand because these guys have been swooping down and stealing paella from people's fingers, and they are not shy about it. So
yeah, they're used to people, so they realize that we're a source of food.
They're about the size of a small collie here as well. They're big. They're big dog birds. So just watch out for them.
And then we get to the Festival of Fire on June 23rd. And
that's my firework noise.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. Hold on with the Christmas button.
That wasn't a joke.
So the Festival of Fire is the opposite of the Festival of Christmas. So the equinox, of course, traditionally is when we have Christmas, right? So we...
More or less.
But yeah, so we have Christmas on the winter equinox, right? Well, the opposite side is the Festival of Fire. And this also is the Festival of St. John. Now, the Festival of Fire has been kind of transformed into something else, where here in Barcelona, all night long, they throw off fireworks all over the city, especially down at the beach.
Emphasis on the word throw off there, yes. By the way. They throw them off their own hands.
Yes.
They can be a little boisterous with these fireworks. So the next morning is the busiest morning of the A&E, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the emergency room, yeah.
That is actually statistically the same if you look at a lot of Northern European countries, the January 1st and that December 31st crossover with... when most people celebrate their new year with fireworks. And that is also a very problematic night for any. So, yeah, let's all just try to move on from the firework bonanzas, guys, and be a little bit more safety conscious. Well, actually, now Barcelona are also doing a lot of these drone light shows. So this year at the beach, you can really also access a good viewing point to that. The bonfires are actually quite interesting in that certainly when I was growing up, we'd go to a local park and there would be one organized by the local council government. Here in Barcelona, we do things a little bit more rogue. So you'll literally be walking down a nice street, turn the corner and there's a bin on fire, but the local community has gathered around it and they're cheating. So please don't think that you've stepped into some kind of Mad Max rerun. It is definitely part of the celebration and the culture. It just is sometimes a little extra lively. So if you're not someone that feels so comfortable with fireworks and open flame, you might want to just clear out for the evening part.
Yeah, it is. And this goes on until 6 a.m. So don't be surprised.
And then towards the end of the month, we continue into our celebration. So you have the start of the Barcelona Pride events, which will go fully into July, where there'll be more things around the majority of the city and also down in Sitges, which is one of the main sites of Europe where people gather to celebrate Pride. So very cool. But in June here in Barcelona, they have a series of events kind of known as Neighborhood Pride, which is amazing. And each event consists of about 100 or so art related activities, concerts, storytelling. There's guided walks and workshops and things. So we'll put a link to the full program for that. If you're coming into the city and you want to get involved in some of the Pride activities that we'll be in June, and then we'll give you a little bit more background into what's coming in July as well. And then to finish out the month, we have one last Barrio Festival, which is a bit questionable for my liking because I just think this is three areas that have been grouped together. They're not so much a specific Barrio. But what can you tell us about this one, Alvaro?
Barcelona's old, and there are some areas.
How dare you?
I know, right? And
she's matured.
For example, in one of the neighborhoods here, of San Pere or St. Peter, and it is obviously very old, and they celebrate this. And they celebrate it in Santa Catarina, La Ribera, which is actually the name of the old Gothic quarter. And they bring out and they have a Festa Mayor of all of these older neighborhoods. Now, Festa Mayor, meaning major festival. They have them all over Barcelona. They have them all over Catalonia as well. Some of the smaller communities have this. So here you're going to have the El Gigants. You're going to have more Castells that are going to be out. You're going to have the Diablas walking. So you're going to have more.
Fox.
The Baile de Fox. Exactly. You're going to have, this festival going on. So if you happen to be around town on June 29th, this is worth going to, and going into this old town and getting involved with this local culture in this local celebration is really why people come to Barcelona. I mean, you're going to travel here because you want to dive in and absorb this culture. And this is a great opportunity to do this right in the city center.
Yeah, super fun. And also you'll probably see a lot of people sitting out having large communal meals with the people that live there, literally the residents.
Very
getting onto
tables.
The street. Yeah, huge long tables. Don't want to be the dishwasher on that one. But yeah, very cool.
And as a reminder, here in June, it's going to get busier. So that is the beginning of the summer. The vacation season starts. So we want to kind of give you some heads up and give you some ideas of maybe you and being able to circumvent some of these larger crowds. And when is the best time to do a couple of things? For example, Sagrada Familia doesn't get crazy to about 11 o'clock. So we have created a time at 9 in the morning where you can go out. It's still early. It's still fresh. And we are going to beat the crowds. And on the flip side of the afternoon, the golden hour, also the crowds kind of dissipate a bit, and we will have and offer a tour of Sagrada Familia at that point as well.
Yeah, and it's the same with our bike tours as well. So if you're someone that likes to get up early, get out and start your day, then getting on the morning bike tour actually affords you a little bit more time to get into museums and things in the afternoon once that early crowd has dissipated. Or if you prefer to get up and have a kind of slower brunch, go for a little bit of a walk around yourself, get a coffee and chill out, then coming out with us on the afternoon bike tour is really nice because you get all of that afternoon breeze, especially cruising along the front of the beach. It's a little bit of a nice counterbalance to the hot heat of the sun. So it's really good that the city itself, and obviously the uncommon tourist approach, is kind of set up to cover all your needs. It's just you need to be a little bit savvy about your own planning and timing and kind of know yourself. Okay, there's a lot to do in this city. And if you come charging out every day thinking you're going to go through 7 or 8 things and tick your way through them, I don't think you're going to enjoy your experience. And that's really something that we want you to be able to come away from Barcelona feeling nourished and feeling empowered with knowledge and having had great experiences, but without feeling like you need another vacation after it. So to help you avoid that, these 9 a.m. starts, 10:30 with the bike, we're just trying to help you structure a little bit to enjoy it to its fullest potential.
And speaking of experiences, if you're planning to go see some of the other more popular places like Park Güell or Casa Batlló, don't forget to get your tickets early. A lot of times people show up in Barcelona and they want to go experience something, and unfortunately it has sold out. So just keep that in mind.
Indeed.
Also,
Jinx, I win. Yes. Okay. Also, at the beginning of June, the temperatures are going to just continue to go up. So like we said, we're actually catching on to the tail end of a Spanish heat wave this weekend. So it's up in the 80s in terms of Fahrenheit and up in the high 20s, low 30s in terms of Celsius. That will pretty much continue into June. So one thing you want to consider is not necessarily sunscreen, if that's not really your jam, but some kind of lightweight shirt or something that you can wear just to protect the sensitivity of your skin, because it can actually start to bite a little bit. And I know I'm from Scotland, so you take what I have to say as a pinch of salt. You know your body better than I do, but definitely you can start to feel that sort of sting. And also just carrying water is pretty essential.
Especially at the beach.
Yeah, you don't want to be finding yourself stuck in an area where you don't have access to getting a cold water. It's going to make a big difference to your experience. And then, of course, the last thing is air conditioning is for the very fortunate here. So if you're staying in a nice hotel that has great aircon, love that for you. I will be coming to visit you in your room imminently. However, the rest of us tend to live in apartments and work in spaces that don't necessarily have great air conditioning. So we have a great overview of the coffee shops of the city. We can give you personal recommendations. Just reach out and say hi, either on our social media or you can email us at hello@uncommontourist.com. We'll be happy to supply cold places to sit and drink warm coffees. Otherwise, yeah, just to be savvy of that when you're going in and out of shops, that might be your best bet of getting a little bit of overall cool if you're having a long day out.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you here in Barcelona and can't wait to see you on tour. Find us on the webs uncommontourist.com, Instagram. Where else can they find us, Angie?
In person. We do that whole in real life thing. It's really fun, tangible. I like it.
All right, guys.
Come say hi.
See you soon.
Ciao.